dare you assume the tree is a victim?
I didn't know!
Nature's not as strong as man.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah. Hold my beer.
You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. To my right,
Chris Mullins.
To his right,
and I'm too.
Lastly, there's Yams.
I'm here.
11,236 total yards. 61 touchdowns. It's hard. It's hard living in an O.J. Simpson-less world, but we got to remember the facts here. He played for 11 years in the league for both the Bills and the Niners. Also, he starred in at least 1 to 2 Naked Gun movies. And I can't
think
of...
He's in all three, isn't he?
Yeah. Is he in all three?
I think he's in all three.
Okay, and I can't think of anything else he ever did.
Hertz rental car commercials, they were good.
He did a lot of those. He had his own reality TV show.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to save that for the toast. I just launched right into it because I had to pull up a question.
Yep, toasting now.
We're toasting now.
At least he now knows that his wife's killer is gone.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the juice is indeed loose. One last time. I should have put... there.
I found guilty.
I totally forgot that you have this fucking flag and I just looked over it.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever mentioned it on mic, but I hung up the juice is loose flag in the studio and it's just... it's the white Bronco being chased by a whole bunch of police cars.
The Ford Aerostar van in the background really gives me... like, why is it...
the white one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like those vans.
That's the government.
That's the government?
That's the government.
It's the one FBI
agent. That's the real killers that framed him.
They framed him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brooke said something about it. She was like... somebody was like, yeah, but he, like, killed his wife, so why do we give a shit if he died?
I got so tired of people talking shit online about it. Like, really I'm so glad he's dead. Oh, burn in hell. Why do you care?
Yeah,
why do you give two fucks if this dude killed those people?
Are you related? No. Shut the fuck up.
Like, oh, my God. First of all, he was found innocent.
Yeah. Glove didn't fit.
Yeah.
He must have quit.
If anything, his son did it.
There is a prevailing theory that his son might have done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy it or not. I thought what I thought was kind of a hot take was Elon Musk's tweet about it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone makes mistakes in life, and Ed Gein was no exception. However, you feel about him murdering people and making a belt out of nipples and a lampshade out of a human skin, etc. The Plainfield Ghoul brought so much joy to serial killer fans and psychologists and made countless people sick with his antics in that barn. May he rest in peace. So he just equated O.J. Simpson with
Ed Gein,
mm-hmm. Which I think had the same kill count, right? Didn't he? Well, he only killed one, didn't he?
Technically, once again, O.J. Simpson didn't kill anybody.
Zero.
So technically,
no people. There's two bodies.
Doesn't have the same kill count, Danny. How does that make you feel?
Fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
It makes me feel better than Elon Musk. I know I'm not technically because he's worth so much money.
Oh, but, like basically countless.
Yeah, essentially, I just feel like maybe I'm a better person deep down. I don't know. Maybe not.
Then who?
Elon Musk. Not O.J. Simpson.
We're talking about morally or?
Yeah. I bet he's done some shit. Doesn't matter. Toon, you bought stuff for the beer review that I've already done the toast to. So.
Man, I did. I'm glad you said that while I was drinking something else. I don't even remember when the fuck I bought this. It was a while ago.
Tennessee. Or right before Tennessee.
It was for Tennessee. I wrote it down for Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a original Arizona premium spiked beverage, hard cowboy cocktail.
Mm.
I have the watermelon.
I have fruit punch.
It's two of my favorite things. Cowboys and cock.
Cowboys and cock.
I have kiwi strawberry.
I have mango.
Yeah.
Mucho mango.
Nobody liked the teas. I'm glad we're revisiting this well already.
The green tea one wasn't bad.
It wasn't terrible. The rest were actually actively terrible.
Yeah, so how's this about to work with this one?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Cheers, fellas.
Here's
Orenthal James Simpson. I didn't know he ever played for the Niners.
I know what I'm drinking for work in the morning.
This is crazy good.
Yeah.
The fruit punch is okay.
Are we going to do it? Well, I would say a shift, but Danny's sick.
Yeah, no. I have to be avoided from all sharing, but you guys mingle amongst yourselves.
Try that mango.
Yeah,
that mango's killer.
Of course, my palate's not back yet all the way either.
That's like, crazy good. I'm trying to
try
this one.
Yeah.
That's a little perfumey, like but
you said yours tastes like vodka.
Yeah, this is better than my...
You're so excited about the kiwi strawberry.
That tastes like it has vodka in it.
It probably does.
Yeah. I like all three.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm down with all three.
Man, there's not...
They're also better.
Their fruit punch...
They're also...
Their fruit punch is really subdued. Like, if you just drink it from the can, I think it does match that quite a bit. It's a lot better than, it's a lot better than the teas.
Like, oh, those teas were bad.
Sweet Sue's, yeah, I gotta go middle of the road. It just looks like a can of Arizona. Right. It says hard really big on it.
Hard.
Hard. So...
It has a cow skull on it.
All of them do.
Yeah, they all do. So 2.5 on the Sweet Sue's, just middle of the road, it's fine. I'll go a thumb and a half on it. On mine, anyways.
On the fruit punch?
Yeah.
I'm giving the mango two thumbs and two Sweet Sue's.
Nice.
Double deucing.
What about the watermelon, too?
I'm going to go two and two and a half. Or two and a half. Two and a half and two.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
you get there.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
I like the cans. I've always liked the cans. It's a three.
Okay. Okay. Three and all three. Right, buddy. Fucking calm down, man. Jeez.
Fuck off.
I just gave it a two and a half because it's an average can.
That's why I did middle of the road, man.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That was a quick-ass review.
It was really fast,
I feel like,
Boom,
done.
Uh-huh. They taste like they're supposed to, and there's no complaints, so.
This is the best, like, spiked hard anything I've probably ever had.
It can't be that. I'm so jealous right now.
I'll buy more of them.
There's another cup or something.
You do have a cup in front of you.
I don't have a cup in front of me.
There's a stack of
them. Those are dirty.
There's a shot glass.
Also dirty. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Clinton's some bird dog.
What? Some bird bomb.
Bird dog.
Oh, bird dog, that's what was in it. Are you pouring that into an empty can of liquid?
No, he just pissed in it.
Well, that's,
that's what it sounds like.
It's like creamy, right? It's so good.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than the fruit punch.
I'm going to pour some watermelon in there now.
No, that's okay. It tastes like, I don't know, watermelon, mangoes, and backwash.
Great.
A little bit of liquid death. Got a headline pulled up for you guys. A nurse in Texas was arrested for sexually assaulting a Great Dane when a clip of it was discovered on her husband's phone after he was found publicly masturbating in a supermarket while following children.
Oh, okay. So all three of those have to be put down.
The Great Dane?
Especially the Great Dane.
No, Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane. We can't take this out on the fucking dog.
Why not?
Because he's a victim. You're victim-blaming. Little Mr. I Love O.J. Simpson so much.
I've seen my dog fuck me eyes.
He's had a taste of people. He's got to be put down.
Yeah.
Wait, what did the dog do?
Get sexually assaulted.
And I'm going to kill it.
By a human.
I mean, I got that, but what was the headline again? Like, start over.
There was a lot. Just think of this thruple. A nurse in Texas was arrested for sexually assaulting a Great Dane when a clip of it was discovered on her husband's phone after he was found publicly masturbating in a supermarket while following children. That is quite the wrong sentence.
Yeah, kill all of them.
Yeah.
The dog didn't do anything!
No, I'm saying like him and her.
Yeah, they can be put to death. I don't give a fuck about
and
that.
The children too. Fuck it.
They're scarred for life, so might as well take them out.
I mean,
it's true.
That's years of therapy.
You gotta break the cycle.
We don't know if they have children. I hope not.
Well, you said he was following them.
Following children, not his children.
Exactly. And how often? So kill those kids.
Yeah.
You're just the random ones at the supermarket?
Yeah, how often victims? Do victims turn around and become predators themselves?
None of them
that Great Dane is gonna be molesting people. Not dogs.
And then children
people.
Are going to be, you know, following other children or something. I don't know.
Animal rights are a lie.
I still say save the dog, but kill the rest of them.
Airstrike! Hey, this was Texas, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, I got 7 kills. I can call it in.
Yeah. You just want to carpet bomb it?
Kind of.
A little bit.
I like Texas, though.
Well.
That was Austin.
We don't know. We can get rid of Austin?
Yeah.
Okay. Here someone posted, open to trying mutual masturbation with another guy. So, Jim Clark, 5914708.
Sounds like he just misses gym class.
He's trying to just do a circle jerk, but there's no girl in the middle.
Right. I find it funny that most men say they've never done it. Even at high school, I had mates regularly come around and play. I think the biggest group was 8 of us. All trying not to come first. We even made a rule that the first one to come had to let the others shoot over them. It was me.
He was the what?
He was the one that came first, so he lost. So
they all had to come over him. But like,
It didn't go over.
It's like, it happened fucking all the time. It was so common. You just walk in and your friends are beating it.
Like, does he mean, like, over, like, clear him or come on him, like, over him? Like a blanket. Like, you put a blanket over
someone. I feel like it was supposed to be over.
Yeah, but only the first couple of ones go that far, and then the rest of it, you know.
It's all just on.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever shooting over the person.
Not as a child.
Well, you think he's on his feet?
I was assuming so.
I think he's, like, on all
fours. No, he's on all fours. He's down on his knees. He's in the center, bro.
Well, yeah, I know he's in the center.
They're staring at his butthole.
Nah, that'd be gay.
The whole situation.
Imagine if he's a great name.
I don't want to imagine if he's a great name. We talked about that last week. Remember the guy was jerking it and accidentally came in his dog's face or whatever?
Oh, he was fucking his dog's face.
He was trying to, at least.
His dog bit him or whatever.
Unfortunately not. Oh, no, he did. You're right, a little bit.
Yeah,
he should have bit his dick off. Also saved, OJ's.
So that's the whole story on that one?
Yeah, just the guy's comment. It's like, it's completely normal. Why are we acting like it's crazy? Me and my friends were jerking.
It's not normal.
Maybe it's a cultural thing.
I've
this
never
guy's...
I've never walked in on a group of people doing that.
Not even by accident. Yeah.
Not even in my fucked up house.
Well, we don't go, we don't open doors in your house.
Yeah. Huh?
We don't open doors in your house. Because everybody else does, freely. It's gross. I know I walked into his house like the following day after recording, and I saw the gaming chair, and I was like, man, it's fucking hilarious.
It's a chair, man.
Yeah, for jerking.
Yeah.
I also found somebody posted all the ways that you can avoid going to hell, which I had saved. Uh-huh. Just put it in the newspaper.
It's in the newspaper?
Yeah.
Nice.
Beloved, do not take part in any of these components of Satan's spiritual structure. They are doorways to demonic possession. This is how you get possessed by the devil.
Hold on a second, man. It could be the same thing. It's one of those things that's probably on the list. But you guys both have bigger TVs in your living room, right? You ever put porn up on them?
No.
Mm-mm. No. I can't say no, I have. But trying to watch porn in the living room on your main TV, it's weird. I put it up there and I was like, yeah, I can't have it on my TV.
Why
You're already looking at your phone to stream it to your TV. What? You just cast that shit.
What size television do you have in your living room?
65 or a 70.
Okay, and Chris? Like a 55, right?
Or a 60 or 60?
Yeah, why the fuck did I get excluded?
How big is your TV?
55.
Because you're on the small one.
It's a 55 inch. It's dainty. Completely upset. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Yours is too small.
I don't have bad old man eyes yet. Or I do, but I've accepted it and have contacts.
I see how close you sit to that TV.
I see
you sit
recliner.
Up on that TV.
Yeah.
Dude, your recliner is 5 feet away from it.
Okay.
You're sitting up on the TV. Uh-huh. You got old man eyes.
I know, but I have contacts too. Helps with the old man eyes. I've had old man eyes since I was in fucking
high school. Can we get back to the porn? I don't care about
TVs. Yeah, apparently
I was just wondering what titties would look like on my TV.
It's just pointless because you're staring at your phone to like.
I'm not going to stare at my phone if there's giant titties on the TV.
You're using your phone to find what video you want.
All right, and then you hit you cast, and then you cast.
Right, you fast forward through, you check, just make sure it's what you want. You're just doing it. Why the fuck? Fuck the TV. Like, I'm already here.
Yeah.
Man.
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think go completely old school and just put a DVD in.
I don't own any porn DVDs.
No.
I have a whole bag somewhere.
I have one.
I have a whole bag.
I own zero porn.
Which
then again, I'm like, my house is never empty of people.
That's true.
There's always motherfuckers at my house, so I can never do that.
I say, you put it in and you see who leaves and who sets down. Wow. That's a good test.
Wow, Michael, you sat down so fast with your pants off. Guess, let's find 8 more people.
I mean, it's not like we haven't put porn on in your living room before.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
You're talking about this, and Sean told me yesterday he stopped watching porn. It's bad for your brain.
It's good for him.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. Porn's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's not something I do every day.
Yeah,
no.
Very rarely.
But yeah, he's like, I stopped watching porn. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
It depletes your drive to go get it.
Well, yeah.
Therefore,
you don't need to,
production testosterone and other things.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, we've had the conversation of things that'll just throw you out of porn, though. Watching this one, right? And the guy, turns out, I think he was Mexican. I don't know. And when, during the money shot part of the film, he actually went, I was like, whoa! I'm offended!
Why?
I don't know, it just seems so wrong. But maybe they all do it. Do you think Kelly does it every time he jerks off? Yeah, yeah.
So he mispronounces it.
Oi, oi, oi! Damn it, Kelly. We got Eastern religions. That'll get you demonically possessed.
Okay.
Yoga.
Yeah. I think you're more likely to get molested than possessed.
Right. Well, yeah.
No, man. You get in that downward dog position, demon right in the ass.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Opens it right up for him.
Freemasonry. Which, I've seen the robes and shit. I kind of believe that one. All sucking on each other's nipples and
it
shit.
It is really weird.
Really weird.
Yeah. Illuminati groups. Again?
Yeah. Explain that again? Yeah.
Oh, they have robes. And
tell
I have
me, tell me what. Tell me what Boston Dad does again.
He's in the special group that doesn't do that.
No, he's done it.
Yeah, probably. They have. I've seen the robes because we've had to do work in a temple before.
Uh-huh.
A long time ago. And they're all white robes. I didn't find the hoods. Don't ask me.
We looked, though.
We did.
I would have, too.
But each one over the breasts had little flaps that come down so you could expose just your nipples.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they suck on them or not, but like, why else would you have
nipples? Their secret handshakes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain way.
I'm going to ask him. He probably won't answer, but I'm going to ask him.
Probably not.
Yeah, he ain't going to tell you.
No. No, I wouldn't either.
I haven't seen his truck down there in a minute. He probably, I don't know if he still does it or not.
Got bored and quit. Or he's like, you want me to put what in my mouth? And he just beat the shit out of him and left. Also an option. He's a big dude to be like, hey, man, I'm going to need you to suck on my nips.
Yeah.
Get into the group.
It's probably like they got to let a goat suck on their nip or some shit weird.
Mm-mm. I wish it was that normal. Really? It's not.
Nah, it's each other, man. Yeah. They also had a tiny altar where I think they sacrificed like chickens and shit in the middle of their...
I can deal with that. I have no problem with that.
What they call it... Well, I don't know if they called it that, but we call it their blue room because everything was fucking blue.
Yeah.
The seats, the carpet, the walls, the altar.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That building... Yeah. I don't get creeped out by a lot of buildings. That one's fucking creepy.
Where's that one at?
Downtown.
The big one downtown by the Mission?
Yeah, right behind the old fire department.
I tell you where
that whole big-ass building that's connected basically to the Mission?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or are you talking about the church behind it?
No, the big-ass building. Yeah, the brick one.
Oh, yeah, I never knew what the fuck else was in the rest of that building.
Yeah, I know. It's on the first and third floor.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And weird. All of it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Then there was one over by my house, in between my house and Washington, over in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
There's one over on 7th Street in Gas City. There's one in the main street in Jonesboro.
There's one right over here on 38th Street, too.
Yeah.
Not too far from my house. Yeah, I don't think most of them are used very often anymore, but... so we got Illuminati groups. That's pretty vague. I don't know. New Age religions. Church of Satan. That one, duh.
Yeah, that one.
What do they consider a New Age religion?
Yeah.
Anything that's not Christian, probably. I don't know. Buddhism. That's not right, but...
That probably outdates Judaism.
New Age religions would be like, like Scientology and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I can see that.
Yeah. Scientology? That's gonna get you possessed by aliens, though. Right?
I think it's
Scientology
or some shit. Yeah,
I think it's gonna get all your money stolen and your ass beaten.
Yeah, probably.
By who?
Scientology, man.
Yeah,
they're all very violent men.
Yeah, that's the people in your house.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Like gang stalking comes from Scientology.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Oh yeah. Shit, I didn't know that.
Rosicrucianism, and I can't believe I said that right.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I think they use the term in Ghostbusters. So,
what is it again?
You're gonna make me say it again. Fuck. I knew I can do it twice in a row. Rosicrucianism. I've heard it. I'm not for sure what it is.
Man, I'm about to Google what the fuck that is.
Is that the one...
That was about to ask.
Is that the one that they believe, like, Jesus had family?
I don't know.
How do you spell it?
R-O-S?
Yep.
I-C? R-U-C?
Hang on. R-U-C-I-A-N?
Yep. I-S-N. Rosicrucianism.
If it's not automatically popping up, it's...
C-I-A-N? What? No, there's... What is... Whatever the fucking word is, but there's a cipher...
Cipher.
Yeah. You said C-I-A-N? What was the last of it?
Nism. N-I-S-M.
Damn. It is a spiritual and cultural movement that arose in the early modern Europe in the early 17th century. That's all the fuck you're going to tell me?
That's not a lot to go on.
Spooky.
It's got the Rosy Cross, or the Rose Cross.
Is there a picture of a Rose Cross?
No, but there's a temple of the place, and it's on wheels. What the fuck?
They gotta move around a lot.
Gypsies.
Astrology will also
cool.
Be you possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
Which really, I think it just makes you more annoying than anything. That's
really?
Me, though. Yeah, the signs and shit. I hate that shit.
Oh.
Tarot cards. Ouija boards. Remote viewing.
What?
That's when your spirit like leaves your body and you can see stuff even though you're not there. You astral projection.
It's a really good superpower to have, I think.
I thought that meant like me watching people on a street cam in Japan or something.
Yeah, or like if
that's remote viewing was what I considered.
Or if you sneak a camera into a public bathroom. That's remote viewing.
Where I'm going with
that. No? Okay.
Not in the bathroom.
Nah, people do it.
No, I'm not trying to watch somebody take a dump.
It's fucking weird.
Or pee.
You want to go for a dressing room.
A lot cleaner.
Palm mystery, which means Fat Joey's he's at risk. He's got his palm reads before, palm, yeah.
Yep.
And the runes. Don't forget the runes in the palm.
Mm-hmm. Voodoo.
Southwest or just regular?
Just regular.
Right? So Southwest voodoo's fine?
I think so. I don't think they specify.
Gotta give it that magic.
Dark magic. Earth worship. Wicca.
Druids and Wiccas.
Mm-hmm. Cyberpunk culture, which I think is just like dressing old schooly.
Yeah.
I don't know how evil that is. It's kind of lame. Like
into the future.
That's steampunk.
That is steampunk.
Cyber yeah. is the future.
So it's no future dressing.
It's Keanu Reeves, man.
Right.
Stay in your cloak. Or whatever the fuck it was.
Okay. Well, it's bad, so don't do it.
Okay.
Divination.
Oh, yeah.
Meditation. Vegetarianism.
I don't think meditation should be in there because they tell you to meditate anyway.
Yeah.
Reflect upon your choices in life.
Yeah, meditation.
That's meditation.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like,
why vegetarianism though?
Oh, because they're assholes. They're a fucking annoying bunch of people.
Yeah.
We all know why. Don't be a dick. God ain't gonna let you fucking have it if you're a dick. It's vegans.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, yeah, they don't even specify vegans. It's just.
Yeah. Well, vegetarians.
Okay.
The whole group of them.
Oh, it encompasses all of them.
Lycanthropy, so don't be a werewolf, or you will not get into heaven. Does that... I can still be a werewolf.
No, just say...
Nay. Fuck, man.
Nay group says nay.
Postmodernism. Backmasking.
What is that?
Is that just where you play shit backwards? When you play it backwards, what it says something?
Okay. Backmasking is when you're taping off a car.
Well, don't do that.
Backwards and then you're like, shut the door.
Yeah.
Astral projection. I know you like hanging out and sending your consciousness out.
I thought astral projection was remote viewing.
I thought they were the same thing. They're not.
This is where we find out our host doesn't know shit.
I'm just reading. Yeah, and obviously not. No. Necromancy, knock it off.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Can't make me.
Okay.
I don't think I have a reason to do it.
Those are my dead frogs. Fuck off.
You can do it with animals?
Yeah, necromancy.
Oh, you never watch Pet Cemetery?
There's necromancy in that?
You can figure out a way to do it. 10%
church comes back from the dead. That's necromancy.
By definition.
Yeah, but like they don't do it. They're not performing it. It's just the plot.
It's already been performed.
It's already been done.
The land is
an auto sequence.
That's like saying every zombie is necromancy. That's not what I'm talking about.
It depends on what. Now, if it's done by a virus, it's not. If it's done by a person through a spell and magic, that's necromancy.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Anything that brings you back by a virus, that's just bad biology.
I love when I can just see the regret. Fuck! What did I get myself into? I don't give a fuck.
Like I said, Pet Cemetery.
That was done through magic. That's old Indian magic. Remember, he tells him about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, it's not like they sit around and like say,
No. Indian setup, so it's automatic. You put something in, something comes out.
I love how your version of necromancy was dial-up internet. Yeah.
I was going to say, if Evil Dead is just a fucking recording that brings it back.
Well, that's just what activates the Necronomicon.
Yeah, true.
And that summons the Deadites.
I watched one of those movies as a child. I thought it was the stupidest shit ever. I never went back.
Crazy.
Phenomenal.
I seen all the skeletons on the wall with the bows and arrows. I was like, get me the fuck away from this.
Yeah, it's Army of Darkness. It's probably my favorite one.
Army of Darkness is so hilarious.
I probably should revisit them.
Mm-hmm. You can skip the first one. Because 2 is just a better version of the first one.
Yeah, see, and why? Why is that a thing?
Because they decided, they're like, we didn't spend enough money making this movie. We can make it better.
Let's redo it again.
So let's just pretend he gets into a time portal and has to loop through time.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a little bit scarier, better made.
But it just
allows them to have 2 of the same movie in the fucking same universe.
Same amount of tree rape, though. Let's keep that. We nailed it the first time. Let's do it again exactly the same.
Why? Who's raping the tree?
No, the tree rapes somebody. Her.
Oh.
How dare you assume the tree is a victim?
Nature's not as strong as man.
Well, he is running around with a chainsaw on his hand. You can see how a tree could be the victim.
Yeah.
I'd be terrified, yeah.
You ever cutting a tree? It's wet and sticky in there, baby.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I think I forgot how to fix my chainsaw. I broke it yesterday.
What kind is it?
I don't know. It's a piece of shit yellow one I let Ray borrow.
Oh, the electric one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, so rebirthing. So stop crawling back into your mother and coming back out.
I thought that was practices by the church.
Rebirth?
To be reborn.
Are you doing a baptism?
No.
Is she only allowed to have one child?
Where they sit on you until you almost die and you feel like you're reborn.
Who sits on you?
Man, this was part of a fucking SVU episode, so I don't know how much
I don't know. Okay?
It sounds like you watched an episode about a cult, maybe?
No, it was just one preacher and the parents.
Who's doing the sitting?
The preacher and the parents on the child.
All three of
they
them?
They all overdid it, killed the kid.
That was possession.
Yeah.
Exorcism. It was a failed exorcism.
Not that episode. That was a different episode.
Okay, well, they need to come up with more ideas.
Yeah.
So, Kabbalah, out. That is the fast guy from Mortal Kombat 2.
I always liked him with the cool hooked blades.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. It's actually Cabal.
I like him.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's fast as fuck.
Yeah, he runs
fast. You're the first person I've ever heard say the word Cabal to not instantly start yelling about Jewish people.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2. Or 3. Fuck, it's Mortal Kombat 3. Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot.
Now back to the Jews.
Stryker was part of the Jewish.
I think he's an Aryan.
Oh, probably, yeah. I think you're the only person that ever liked Stryker.
He's a cop.
Yeah.
He was quicker than a baton.
And he would only perform fatalities on Jax.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
The one robot named Smoke.
He's white, though. In human form, he's purple as a robot. Yeah. I don't know if that helps or hurts.
He's gray.
In later ones, yeah.
Yeah, later. Okay.
I don't fucking know, man.
Lord of the Rings, out. Boom. Done. Evil.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why?
Like, it's evil.
Like,
because okay. It's magic. In the trenches of World War II wrote a story. Yeah. And it goes against God, apparently.
Yeah, because of all the hobbits.
Fucking Tom Bombadil. Okay.
That guy, too, man. Fire walking. Knock it off.
What's wrong with that?
Hurt your feet.
The fucking... Because the indigenous people of another place did it, and therefore it's bad.
Yeah. Would you attempt it?
Yes.
No. No?
What would I gain?
The experience? I would try.
Man, I would probably try it.
I would do it.
My feet are already fucked up. Why not?
I got calluses.
I got thick ass, yeah.
I'm straight. I'll do it. I live with an ingrown toenail. I'm not scared of a fucking blister. Get the fuck out of here.
I already know real pain. Like, what the fuck?
I'll say you're not standing on it, so it won't burn you as badly as standing in one spot.
Right, I understand. I just don't see a reason to do it, personally. It's fine.
I'd rather do that than jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
Well, if those are the options, yeah.
So you gotta remember, they also do the whole thing where they toss fresh shit on top. So at night, you see the glowing red in there.
Yeah.
But you got fresh shit on top to walk on.
Yeah.
It's like laying on it's a bed padded. Of nails.
Yeah, we laid on a bed of nails.
Just to show fucking tourists.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about perspective. Because, like, yeah, I would do it if the other option was, say, jump out of a plane or even swim across.
We were just kicking it one night. We're like, hey, let's do this. You wouldn't enjoy.
How many drinks have we had?
Enough.
Enough? Then yeah, I'm in. Because I've had enough.
Okay, so I don't even need that.
No, you're straight edge, baby.
I just... Bitch, hard. Says on the can.
Yeah. Hard as fuck.
Isn't this just that creamy mango? I'm so hardcore.
Macho mango, goddammit. Yeah. Or it's mucho, sorry.
Lots of mangoes.
Another one, levitation. Knock it off. Stop floating all over the place, poor you David fucking heathens. That's where my brain went.
He's the only one to do it.
Angel did it. Huh? Didn't Chris Angel levitate? Or he just makes shit disappear?
David Copperfield was the make things disappear. Yes. Like, he made, like, Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was totally real. Alternative comics. Knock it off.
Where'd it go?
Alternative comics.
I think they moved the camera a little bit.
Alternative what?
To your mainstream Marvels and DCs. Like, B-Rads, let me borrow some weird shit.
And oh, you think it's that type of comics?
Yeah, remember the one he had?
You don't think it's, like, Bill Burr and them?
Well, it's...
Because honestly, if I can just give up Kevin Hart and go to heaven, sign me up. Because I fucking hate Kevin Hart.
He's definitely not an alternative comic.
But, no, he's mainstream.
Yeah, no, you can't like the alternative comics. You have to like the industry.
I can't do that.
No.
But it
I can't.
Is comix.
Oh, so it would be...
I'm assuming it's comic book. Yeah. Maybe they spelled it wrong.
Well, Sunday comics, like, you know, fucking Beetle Bailey's okay, but...
Yeah, you can read the
fucking Arthur's not, or whatever the fuck it was,
I love Dilbert.
Okay.
Dilbert's the shit.
Like, remember when B-Red let us borrow the comic where, like, somebody made a color that couldn't be made, sang a song that couldn't be sung, and something else that, like, brought
up. It's such a good book, I can never remember what it's called, so I can pick up a copy of it.
Yeah, but, like, that's bad.
Ultraviolet?
We send it.
I don't think so.
Ultraviolet?
I think that's the name of it.
Could be. I don't know. Yeah, B-Rat will listen. He'll let us know.
I'll throw something Mary.
What?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I borrowed another
series. I don't call
it,
like...
This was a single issue. It was just one issue.
It's like a graphic novel?
Yeah.
I gave it back.
But, something else you also have to knock off? Vampirism. Stop drinking the bloods. Okay? Knock it the fuck off.
I mean, I can't have a medium rare steak?
What? That's not blood.
What?
That I mean, that's true, yeah.
What's that stuff called?
I don't give a fuck. It's blood.
It's not blood.
Anyway. It's technically not blood. It's, yeah.
Okay, it's warm blood.
It's not blood!
Blood at all.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's great. It's not blood. It's not blood!
How do you eat your steak?
Medium.
Well? Or just medium?
Medium. I can do a little pink.
Oh. If you don't eat medium.
Be warm. What? No, I eat medium steaks. Don't tell me I don't. I eat medium steaks.
Well, then there's a lot more than just a little bit of pink if they're cooked properly.
But it's warm.
I mean, you say medium rare, it's...
I will not eat a medium rare anymore.
No, I won't either. I tried it once. It's pretty gross.
Oh, medium. I'll eat a fucking well steak. I don't give a fuck.
Mm. No.
Trilaterialism. Knock it off, you.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Marijuana and pot parties.
Fuck, I'm gone.
No pot parties, buddy.
Yeah. It's been a while. Well, 420's coming up.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm wondering if I start smoking, if it'll lower my blood pressure.
Only one way to find out.
Google it.
Oh, I think it will. That's
there's probably a certain type of weed you can smoke.
Yeah.
We'll discover. I'll help you test.
I like that.
LSD and shrooms. Knock it off.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, no psychedelic shit, dude.
But the shrooms grow naturally, just like weed.
Listen, vegetarian.
Anything that makes you see God is a no-no.
Weeds never made me see God, so.
Shrooms and shit.
Never seen God on shrooms.
Video games.
It's like you just haven't done enough shrooms then.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's
my head. I don't know. Like, I've had trippies, but I don't see God. I feel like that's more of like a peyote thing.
The South American one, what is it?
DMT.
There you go.
That one might make you.
Or, what's on DMT?
Mad Honey.
Well, yeah.
I still want to try that shit.
That just gets high, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
No, it's not elusive.
Yeah, it's a high.
Psychedelic honey.
You think so?
Yeah.
No,
I watched the whole last thing on it. Yes, yeah,
I watched the thing with Joe Rogan. They didn't talk about being elusive.
Yeah, that's why I told him not to take as much.
Dude talked about his brother taking 3 teaspoons, and I watched the video of him gathering the shit with the people.
Yeah, it's just crazy, right?
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Out.
Out.
That's cool.
Witches.
I'm gonna have to go home and tell Brooke she's going to hell.
Yeah. Take that, you Quidditch whore.
Fucking know you love Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah, we know that a long time ago.
Yeah. Halloween. Is it innocent kids getting candy? Yeah. Is it evil? Obviously.
Well, it is what you make it, Danny.
Just
like I chose to make O.J. Simpson innocent.
Right. Hey, so did the jury.
That's my perspective.
So did the jury. Fornication. Knock it off.
Okay.
Skull and Bones.
Like the organization that all the presidents are in?
Don't know.
Okay.
I was gonna say poisoning.
It's definitely an organization.
Rock music?
No.
What about like Stryker? No, no. Aren't they religious or some shit? Stryker. What about religious rock bands? Is that still evil?
Are you POD?
Like,
I think I am, yeah.
Like POD. Mm. They're Christian.
I think you just shouldn't listen to POD, period.
What? What's wrong with POD?
They're fucking awful.
They rock.
They're crazy. Terrible. I seen them perform at the high school.
I love People of Dong.
What is it? Payable on Death?
Yeah.
Like that? Oh, that's way better.
Well, don't hear it.
I've seen POD in concert.
Heavy metal, also up. Burning Man, that might be the only accurate one.
I want to go.
Why?
Why not?
Sweaty.
Just to see it in its fucking whole, like, would be crazy.
I might be thinking of what's going on right now? Coachella?
Yeah,
that's Coachella, the one I was thinking of. Yeah,
no, burning, rich people,
yeah. Just maybe light it on fire a little
bit. You can burn Coachella down. That's cool.
That's about
but yeah, like, no, Burning Man, I'm down to go.
Twilight films.
Yeah, it's fine.
That covers your vampires and werewolves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
I feel like this is just a lot of redundant bullshit.
And well, they Jacob had to dumb it down, though, for people. Baby, too.
What?
Jacob planned on fucking the baby.
He imprints. That means that's the whole story. Lover. That's...
Yeah, he's
all of Twilight.
That's his consolation prize for not getting Bella. He gets the fucker child. That grows really fast. So, yeah.
So, it's not even wrong.
She's technically, like, 21, but she's only been alive for 2 years.
Fucking weird. Yeah. wait till I go home.
You've never watched all the Twilight movies?
Man, I missed that part.
They're not bad.
What? I know I've watched the first two. I mean,
I've only
three?
Seen bits and pieces. There's 4, right? I don't know. Or the third one's in two parts.
I've watched two.
I haven't sat down and watched all of it.
Five, yet. Right? I think there's five.
I don't fucking know.
Somewhere between four and five.
I'm just pretty sure.
For some reason, I've never lost the trivia game.
That's weird.
For Twilight?
It is, and I don't think I've seen all of them, but I probably have.
Huh. Okay. Raves and Ecstasy. Knock it off.
Rage and Ecstasy?
Raves.
Yes, rage.
Raves. Raves.
Rage. And lastly, Goth Culture.
Golf? Golf?
Like Tiger Woods? Fuck your stupid pants. Fuck your stupid hat.
I just said golf.
You said golf. Yeah. Yeah.
No, goth. Goth. Fuck, I am golf? So embarrassed.
Goth.
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 Okay.
Vampire Freaks.
Like Raven.
Goth.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah, the cool kids on Vampire Freaks. Knock it off.
Baby. I went into Spencer's and they were selling Vampire Freaks shit. It's literally on the tag.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking crazy.
It's gotta be just a clothing line.
I think it's it is just game. A clothing yeah. line,
yeah. They're yeah. just like a fucking online thing for Hot Topic and Spencer's.
Huh. So you buying some? Or?
No, I didn't buy anything. They weren't the pants. I didn't want them.
They weren't trip pants?
No, Hot Topic did have a pair of Vampire Freak pants, but yeah, they weren't trippies.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I got introduced to a game Friday night when nobody showed up.
Wait, what was we supposed to do Friday night?
We always hang out at Friday.
Oh,
always.
I don't.
I wasn't coming to hang
you
out.
You do
because
if you're off. You come over.
We work yeah. sometimes. Yeah.
And Courtney's invited every week, so.
It's on
her show.
No. I didn't show the fuck up because I had to be up early.
Yeah,
yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah. I was like, no.
I'm not part of the Friday crew.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
You can at least more than once.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, continue. Sir, I stood you up.
No, that's cool.
That doesn't sound cool.
Mandy said she wanted a lightly chaos-free night with pizza and movies, and I was like, man, if I just go ahead and stay home, that's less chaos instantly.
No, she just didn't want like Michael getting drunk as fuck, which he did anyway, so it didn't matter.
I heard.
Okay. All right, so here's the game.
What? No, we'll do the game, and then I need to hear.
No, he did. He just got drunk really fast. Oh. It was just kind of Michael. Just loud.
Copy that. Oh,
that
yeah.
was it. Nothing major.
No, nothing major happened, but I heard his significant other bitch about it.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Okay, so now, what we're going to do is, I'll count down for three.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go 3, 2, 1. After I say one, you're going to say a random word.
Yep.
You're going to say a random word.
Uh-huh.
You're going to record those words. You can't repeat the words. The ultimate goal is for you guys to say the same word at the same time.
Who taught you this game?
Just shut up and play the fucking game. Okay.
Well, you knew how to play if you shut up, Freddy, you piece of shit.
I wonder where the origins came from.
Oh, I have no fucking idea. I just got out of the shower. They were playing. It made me play. It was kind of fun. Because me and Chase were on the same page.
Yeah.
But it was frustrating because we couldn't quite get the same fucking word.
So you want to say the same word.
That's the point of the game.
But and we if can't you play, say if you the play same with, word.
No, you can't repeat yourself.
You can't repeat yourself.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it. Copy.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't repeat anything he says. You can't repeat anything he says. Once that word has been said, that word's off the table forever.
This is going
to
be fucking phenomenal.
It just has to be any word, though, that we have to
yeah. say at the same
at
time.
At the same time.
Yeah, he could yell punani, you could yell giraffe.
You know? And then we're going to go.
Fuck.
All right?
Okay.
Sometimes you get on, like, an idea, and you try to narrow it down. Okay?
Okay.
No discussing things between each other.
You I'm just trying to think go. Where to even start, like.
Like, I tried pushing Chase into, like, I said Miami, and he said something else. So I was like, and then I said cocaine.
So you say it at the same exact time.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to push, and he said TV. I was like, okay, so he's getting where I'm going. He's going to eventually get to Scarface, hopefully. All right. So I start going down different things in Scarface, and he just doesn't get there. He gets confused because he's never seen the movie. So it didn't work out.
Right. No, that's a bad plan. It's a bad plan.
That's awful.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I don't get a play, okay. So.
Yeah.
I just have to play cartographer.
And the point is to do it in as few words as possible, because ideally you play against other teams. Okay, we're just going to try it out this time, though. Okay? See if it seems fun. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here.
Quit fucking looking at me like you're trying to judge me.
I'm fucking
you don't get to fucking judge me,
fuck
Ray.
You. Like,
fuck off.
I'm high. Judge high. Ass motherfucker. I'm okay.
All right.
I can't see any of
you guys ready?
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
You understand? Any questions
for me? No, I'm good, man.
It sounds like they're not allowed to ask any. You're pretty hostile about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just have to write.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I still want to know how the fuck you got the Scarface.
We didn't. That was the problem.
Exactly. So who the fuck was going to say Scarface? You wanted him to say Scarface at the same time as you?
Yeah. At least something from the movies or something, you know, like...
Oh, you were just trying to categorize
it. But then what if he says Scarface before you're ready to say Scarface, and then your plan's out the window?
Well, then we continue playing. Another key.
And then you're going to transition. This is like the game that never fucking ends. This is some lamb chop bullshit.
It is.
I sang that to the kid the other day and he was grounded. He was trying to take a nap on the couch. I just kept singing it.
So, I'm sure you guys can figure it out. You have many things in common, many likes. You should be able to do it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
If not, you're a failure. I guess is what.
Three. We're getting it. Two. One.
Weed. You're supposed to say it at the same time.
Same time.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going to be there.
I thought weed earlier.
No, he said weed, and he was so high he couldn't say anything. I feel like that's a point.
I'll take it.
I was trying to
weed. They can't use that word anymore.
They get categories.
All right, weed's off the board.
Okay, well, then just write marijuana down, too. You can't just give that as a word right now? No. As my word.
No, it's too late.
Okay.
It has to be the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
Three?
Yep.
Two? One?
Blunt.
Fuck's sake.
It's hard.
No, I don't think it would be. I know I'm not playing, but holy fuck. When somebody says what, and you just have to say a word.
Okay, all right. Got this. Okay.
So he said blunt.
Who said blunt?
I did.
Right. I said hi. Kind of.
Said hi. Or was close to.
Yeah.
Okay. These answers have been recorded.
Three, two, one.
Joint.
Boom. I was going to say joint, too. I thought that shit in my head, and I was like, let me go opposite. Damn it.
There's only one left.
I wonder what the theme is.
She can't talk much.
I feel like I can yell the word at the same time.
I don't remember what was said.
Three.
Oh, hold on. I can tell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Blunt, bong, weed, high, joint.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Pipe. Edible.
Ah, damn, nice.
Did you guys say pipe? I said edible.
Yeah. That's how the game works. It's not an never-ending fucking
game. I had to, like, run it through my head. I was like, what did we say? I was like, he's going to say pipe. I was thinking Spencer earlier.
It only took
so
one,
I figure
two,
maybe,
three, four,
maybe
five words.
If we don't have something, we could do a couple rounds of it.
Okay. You want to do another one?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
We got to do another one? Why can't y'all do another one? Why can't the two of you? I can count from three.
Tune, you just proved that you couldn't.
I don't need any more than this.
You failed at counting to three. Was somebody helping you count? You failed twice.
Fuck you. I'll play again. Whatever.
I already have the pen and paper, you know. It's warm. It is warm.
Oh, yeah, but it's supposed to be just something completely random, okay? Makes it a little more interesting. So, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You don't look like you want to play again. I can team up. I can play with Chris.
He's so grumpy, isn't he?
I'm not grumpy. I'm high.
He's fucking judgmental as fuck.
I'm over here thinking of my words.
He's smiling so big. So big. Just for the listeners at home.
Fine. You count. Chris and Danny are going to play, and Danny can write their own answers.
Well, that doesn't sound fair, but all right.
I mean, give me the paper.
What are you doing?
Judging.
All right, be fucking judging.
So then I have a Mountain Dew.
You guys good?
Yeah, I'm ready. All
right, ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Garage.
I was like, damn it. You went your stuff, I went my stuff.
What'd you say?
I'm just currently hot.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you said garage?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I misspelled garage, but it's fine.
Three, two, one.
NASCAR. Turbo. Damn it, what the fuck?
Good job, guys.
Turnbuckle?
Yeah, man.
Okay. What?
Two?
I'm still writing.
One?
Belt.
You gotta give me time to write. Okay, now I'm ready. Oh, three, shit.
Two? One?
Power
champion.
Bomb.
I thought champion. I was like champion.
So we got this. You're off the team, Danny.
Oh, okay, Toon, you ready?
No.
What'd you say?
Champion.
Champion. And I said power.
You did. You did.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. You don't give me time to fucking think.
One.
Suplex.
Tag team.
That's the point.
Suplex?
Yeah. That's SUP.
Okay. We got this. Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
I asked him.
I'm aware. I'm focused.
I don't even know, man.
Three.
Yeah, you got this.
Two. One.
Power driver.
What?
Well, you said Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can't do names. There's too many wrestlers.
Well, that's why I didn't say Kevin.
Just, you know, the Nash.
What okay. did you say?
Pile driver.
Oh, see, it's okay.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Clothesline. Fuck, yeah. Chris.
It's hard for me to think of wrestling moves.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Scott.
Lariat. Aw, fuck. What did you say? Lariat. Because it's a clothesline.
It is. I should have...
He went Scott Hall.
I did. Or Steiner. They're both gone now. Okay. Well, shit. Fuck. Okay.
Scott Steiner died?
No.
No talking about
Scott. Oh, the word's gone.
Scott, yeah. Yeah.
Three.
I thought it was up.
Two. One.
Circle. DDT. Damn it. What'd you say?
Circle.
He said circle. What is there a circle on in wrestling?
It's the square circle.
Which I was thinking squared circle.
Circle!
You're like, I can only say one word, circle.
What did I say, DDT?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Jake!
I can't. Fuck. We got this one.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Got this.
Just count. Okay. We got this
Three,
one.
Two, one.
Snake!
We are a... Just to compare notes, this is yours and Toon's card. That's mine and yours, buddy.
It's hard, man.
It is. Yeah. Especially when, like, there's a lot... We had to decide on either cars or wrestling.
Yeah.
But this just means that Toon and Yams have to play now, right?
Yeah.
That's only fair. Chris, can you count to three?
I'll do my best.
And don't do it too hard. You'll intimidate Ray. What? I can count to three. One. Banana! Fuck. All right.
I ain't buy nothing banana.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you go in one?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, you're doing 3, 2, 1? Okay. Three.
I've done it at like 15 times at least.
I don't pay attention. Really. 3, 2, 1.
Sleep.
Cat.
What'd you say?
Cat.
Cat? Okay.
Cat and sleep.
Okay. I'm gonna actually look for a cat.
Right. I don't know the common theme yet. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Sleep.
You can't say sleep again.
Oh, fuck. I meant to say snore.
What'd you say?
Sleep Walker. That might not be even one word like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting either of those. That runs just a wash. All
right. Three, two, one.
Bronco.
I like how they're just staring around like that thing in the garage.
They're playing I Spy.
Dude, we're not getting anywhere.
Three, two, one.
OJ Simpson.
He can count to three.
I just sat here waiting for an answer.
Yeah, that's cheating, I think.
I don't know where the fuck we're at.
You're at Cat, Sleep, Bronco, OJ Simpson.
And that's with a mulligan.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Still not about a jersey yet.
What was mine? Oh, just the amount? Yeah, that took a minute, but you are not done.
Three. I know.
Two. One.
Tree.
Twelve. I know where Yams' mind is. Okay. I'm not...
Yeah. So y'all should get this next one. Three, two, one.
Dead.
You say dead and knife?
I say knife. I figured you'd say knife, too.
I was going to yell the word murder. Mm. But he wasn't innocent after all.
Yeah. All day. Mm-hmm. Three, two, one.
Sad. What?
Lawyer?
No.
What'd you say?
Sad.
Aww. Oh, sad?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. indeed. Three.
Two.
Football.
One.
God damn it.
Hang on a minute. I have a fucking voice for video call.
Does that mean I need to pause it?
Yes, you'd like.
Okay, just for a recap, it was Cat, Sleep, Bronco, OJ Simpson, Tree, Glove, Dead, Knife, Lawyer, Sad, Football. So, there you go. That's where you're at.
Three. Two. One.
White.
Indianapolis. Oh, okay. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Colts. Nice.
Oh, hey.
I was thinking white just off the Bronco.
Yeah.
Not his victims, that's for sure.
Yeah, not there are none.
Right, zero.
Yeah.
Didn't
know this head.
That's a tough one. Yeah, well, hey, I don't know what that game's called, but it's not bad.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called either.
I think, definitely Chris and Toon make the best team. Chris and I the worst. So, yeah. I guess we did every combination but me and you. Yeah. But we're tag queen champions of the world. We can't really take each other on like that.
Tag queens?
Tag queen champions of the world?
What's that mean?
We fought the jump play tag.
And why are you queens?
Because I had...
They had the crowns, remember?
The queen cup and the tiara. We whooped your guys' asses several times at Password and other games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you should have to battle each other. Three.
No.
Two. One.
Cadillac.
3, 2, 1.
Corvette.
3, 2. Speed round! Apparently,
Jesus, go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
No
one. I was going to say Chevrolet.
You say Ford?
Ford.
Oh, they said Ford.
3, 2, 1.
Chevrolet.
That time I was at Pontiac. 3, 2, 1.
Pontiac.
Why are you saying what I'm saying? You've done it that's 2 times in a row.
Because I'm hoping he'll do the same fucking thing and I win. Duh.
But me and Yams just got it in 2, so you've already lost.
You got it in 27. What the fuck are you talking about?
The new round.
No, no, it was not a new round.
He said it was a new round.
No, well, that was off mic. And also, same round. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Dodge.
He said it real slow.
What are you about to say? Dart.
Well, he didn't say anything, so I had to do something.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Right, Dart. What?
I said Land Rover.
Land Rover.
Is that my one?
Yeah, that's a car manufacturer. Yeah.
I said Mercury.
Okay. What?
It's like just warming up his jaw.
That's for the drive home.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
BMW.
Well, we should not be the ones going down the car lane, that's for fucking sure. Especially me.
3.
Hold on, because I'm trying to think of what something's called. Fuck it. Never mind, go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Mercedes. What?
I thought it was sure, Mercedes, but I didn't think you'd fucking say it.
What'd you say?
Volkswagen.
I'm getting desperately low on car things.
Why?
Keep going.
Keep going?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Ferrari. Celebrity.
Celebrity!
I said Ferrari.
Yeah, they're close, aren't they?
Yeah. Where else could I be going? Go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Lamborghini. Fucking A, we got there, man.
Finally.
Lambo for the win. I'm just not good at this game, I think.
Yeah.
That might be it. I could be the problem there. I don't know, you and Toon didn't exactly crush it, but whatever.
Lamborghinis.
Lamborghinis. Hell yeah. AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
And I'm Toon.
I'm Yams.
Hold your beer.
Well, I also had 3 drinks over here.
What is 5% too? I didn't even talk about anything on this motherfucking kid.
Nope.
I said the name and that's what you got. It's 5%. That's all it fucking says.
Cowboy cocktails.
Please drink responsibly.
Anybody watch the Fallout series?
It's a malt beverage. No, but I want to.
James?
Not yet.
Okay, just brace yourself. The first episode's kind of rough. The rest of it, fucking phenomenal.
Does it follow a game or what is it? Is it just its own standalone thing?
It's a story.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Like, I didn't play the games like that, but like the show looked cool.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, I'm a big Fallout fan, though. That helps.
Yeah, new World Dweller.
Yeah, they did a really good job casting her, because she's all doughy-eyed and stuff. Like, an innocent little child just tossed into the wasteland. It's pretty fucking cool.
I'm just excited. This probably be the first Fallout thing I ever complete.
Maybe. Yeah, and you won't be triggered, because there's no Meyer lurks in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So far.
That was Chris's... I watched the whole season.
Oh, okay.
Chris's entire Fallout 3 experience was he played it for an entire day, he ran into a Meyer lurk, and then he died a whole bunch and never played it again.
Yeah.
I played it for about an hour, and he walked in and I was beating one to death with just a baseball bat. He's like, how the fuck did you do that? So Meyer lurks are a touchy subject for Chris. And RPGs in general, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Fucked with him.
Nah.
I get it.
It's just not... This is not me. This is not me.
I'm moving on to fucking God of War Ragnarok, finally. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Is he always on his rag, or...
Oh, yeah, that's Kratos, baby. Yeah. Hell yeah. Especially newer Kratos. Like, he used to be a lot hornier.
It's weird that you know a video game character is hornier or not.
Nah, he definitely was. He was fucking constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a cutscene in the original where he had to hit circle a whole bunch. Oh, you wanted to open something
no,
to the show.
No, you're good. Go ahead. No, finish your Meyer Lark fucking Kratos talk.
Oh, no, Kratos, like, yeah, you just tap circle, and, like, every time you hit circle, the bedrock rock because he's banging a chick. You're so cool.
Fuck yeah.
Now he's a dad.
Who?
Kratos.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Pull out game week.
Yeah, man, there was no button for it.
He ain't no fucking quitter.
So is the episode not over?
I mean, no. It can be. I just it was just a random ass book I bought for my son, but it's called Do You Want to Play With My Balls?
Okay.
And Alton seen this dude and was so excited. Like, we will buy, he's like...
Was it the guy that does it all on Instagram and stuff that has all the fucked up books?
I have no idea who this fucking dude is.
Like, Clip Clop, the racist police horse?
No idea. He had this book and he has the girl version of Do You Want to Play With My Box?
Oh, good. Okay.
And he sold it as singles, or you could double it, and it was flip-flop. You could read the book both ways.
Right.
Nice. But yeah, I haven't even, like, opened this fucking book.
Okay.
Because I didn't know who he was. Alton was so fucking excited to meet this dude. Took a photo with him. Didn't buy a book. He was like, he was like, man, I love your book. It's awesome. I've read it online a bunch.
I pirated it like crazy, so you don't get a cent.
Yeah, it's just, I haven't read any of it. It says, let's see, first page here. It says, hey, Louie, do you want to play with my balls? Sure, Chuck. I can hold your ball sack so it won't drag on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And you bought this for your son.
I did, because I figured it'd be funny for my wife and my mom to read it to him and not know what the fuck it is.
Just okay. Drop it in the diaper
just,
bag.
Yeah, just yeah, drop yeah, it in her.
You're... So what's this guy's name real quick? So
you the, can release the author-wise?
Yeah.
It's by the Kiffledy Brothers?
Okay.
That's yeah. The Gen Copy Center employee said, oh my god, this is so wrong, on the back of the book.
That's the quote they gave? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, let's roll them on Sparky's furls, for girls hate hairy balls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your dog is licking my balls. Yesterday, Sally kicked Billy's balls so hard he lost one. And it's an innocent picture.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was a pretty fucking funny thing, so I had to buy it. Just for the shock factor of my mom having to read it to my baby.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Awesome. It was only $15, so, you know, support your local peoples. I guess. It's got a sticker over the barcode, and I don't know why.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, it cracked me up that Alton was so excited to meet this fucking dude.
I didn't even buy a book.
Yeah, and the fact we were just walking by him, it was, yeah.
Huh. Chris, what are you doing?
I'm not sure if it was the guy I was talking about.
Clip Clop, the racist police horse?
Yeah, this is whatever his name is, yeah.
You find it?
No, not yet.
I might need to order a copy.
Did you ever read that book to your daughter that I bought? It had all the tools. It was a different letter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, she pulled that out the other day and was messing around with it. Yeah. Yeah, there were car parts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty neat.
Parker's go-to is always a Halloween book with the main character name. The main character's name was Skelly Bob. So he always had to have a toy skeleton that was Skelly Bob and he would hang out with him. That was his Woody. Was a skeleton.
The baby's book is Panda Panda.
He slept in a coffin for a while.
I forgot about that.
It's still under his bed. He still
like,
has the coffin.
Popped up?
He's just a little too tall for it now.
Mm.
Yeah, so he stopped sleeping in a coffin.
So what's he going to do with it?
I don't know, but he refuses to let me get rid of it. I mean, it's a Halloween decoration. Let me decorate with it.
Yeah.
No. He's hoping he'll shrink, I guess. I don't know.
Is that going to be his toy box? Is it popped up underneath his bed?
No, I think it's collapsed.
No. Unless he uses a toy box, he can throw all his Nerf guns in it.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's pretty metal. I'll go up to 2 3/4 thumbs on the drink, taste-wise. I'm going to stay with the 2.5. Sweet Sue's. It's good. I mean...
Wait a minute. What?
You're going up?
You said you were going 2 3/4 thumb.
1 3/4 thumb. Because that's a 1.5. I wanted to go a quarter higher.
Okay.
I also can't count to 3.
That's rough.
Because two's so high, I can't count.
It's counting down.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I'm going, I'm going to stick with my deuce.
That's double deuce.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2.5 and a 2. And I think I only paid like $18 for the box.
It's not terrible.
This mango is fucking great.
3 and 2.
Hell yeah.